Today we have some good news about the pandemic. New data indicate that a variant that has raised alarm is unlikely to pose a big new threat. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the details.
When scientists first spotted the new variant, known as BA286, it set off alarm bells, even though it's rare. That's because BA286 had mutated like crazy, on par with the original Omicron, which caused a massive surge, raising fears BA286 could sneak around the immunity people had from all their infections and vaccinations and cause yet another huge deadly wave. Ben Morell has been studying the variant at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden.
When something heavily mutated comes out of nowhere, there's a lot of uncertainty, and there's this risk that it's dramatically different, and then it changes the nature of the pandemic.
But the first studies to analyze how well our immunity can neutralize the variant came out over the weekend and indicate BA286 is unlikely to be another game changer. At least four preliminary laboratory experiments all found that antibodies people have in their blood from getting vaccinated or infected with one of the more common variants that are already circulating widely can effectively block BA286.
For BA2.86, the initial antibody neutralization results suggest that history is not repeating itself here. Its degree of antibody evasion is quite similar to recently circulating variants. It seems unlikely that this will be a seismic shift for the pandemic.
Because, it turns out, BA286 doesn't look like it's any better than any of the other variants at evading the immune system. In fact, it appears to be even less adept at escaping from antibodies than other variants and may also be less efficient at infecting cells. Dr. Dan Baruch has been studying the variant at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston.
BA2.86 actually poses either similar or less of an immune escape risk compared with current circulating variants, not more. So that is good news. That is reassuring. It does bode well for the vaccine.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve new vaccines soon that target a more recent Omicron subvariant than the original shots, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will then recommend who should get them. While that subvariant, called XBB.1.5, has already been replaced by others, it looks like a close enough match to protect people. Dr. Peter Hotez at the Baylor College of Medicine hopes as many people as possible will get the new vaccines as quickly as possible.
I wish the booster was already out. That's my only concern, is we need it now.
Because yet another wave of infections has already begun, increasing the number of people catching the virus and getting so sick that they're ending up in a hospital and dying. Rob Stein, NPR News.